What's happening? It's your boy 9/11, and you tuned in to AVG Podcast, man. You already know. You know how we do it. Let's get to it. So look, check this out. I got one of the cats that was my early on mentor, man. If y'all want to know how the podcast got jumped, man, me and him was chopping it up. I'd have told y'all this before. Y'all heard his voice. He's contributed to the show many times, you know, with the end of the year roundup or whatever. But I told him, you got so much more to offer, man. So we're going to get into it today. But I got Coop to trill with, man.
My dog. What's the word?
What's happening, bro? What's happening?
Chilling, bro. I can't
we gonna,
call
We're going to sip a little. We're going to sip a little Douce tonight,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We're going
to
sit back. For, shout out to K's Custom for, man. We got ABG Cups, man. We got...
I'm talking about ABG Cups.
Yeah,
y'all get you one.
Yeah, man. Y'all tap in the plug, man. I'm going to let get you right, man, before we get jump started, man. What's been shaking, though, dog? What's been up?
Man, bro, a whole lot of work. Whole lot of behind-the-scenes work, bro. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy, like, behind-the-scenes work. Like, they say, man, you got to get the behind-the-scenes work ready before you get the front ready. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
That's what I've been on, bro.
For real.
Like, just, you know, everything, man, from, like, music to, like, you know, up on my content creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, getting behind people, you know, working with their marketing, their brand and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. I've just been on that, man, for real.
That's what's up, man. We're going to, let's take it all the way back to the beginning, man, because, you out here, man. You like me, bro. You an alien out here,
yes, sir,
man. So
yes, sir.
I'm from Louisiana. My guy here, he from St. Louis.
St. Louis, 314.
Hey, there, man, 318.
Shout out to Sexy Red. He go.
For real.
Yeah.
So look, we gonna take it back to the loop, man.
Right,
like
right.
early days of Coop, man. How you got started, man? What's early Coop like?
Let me tell y'all, man. It was real polarizing, bro.
Yeah.
Real polarizing. Like I said, I tell this story all the time. My mama real educated. She come from the hood too, but my mama real educated.
Gotcha.
You know, she's very educated, got her master's and whatever. My old dude, on the other hand, was real street, you know, OG Crip, you know what I'm saying, from the South Side of St. Louis, whatever. So it was real polarizing. So it's like when I'm on my mama's side, you know, it's about education, this and the third, you know, and on my daddy's side, basically it's a trap house. I ain't gonna fake it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it was real polarizing. Then I was raised by my great-great-grandmother, you know,
okay.
she was in her 80s, you know what I'm saying? Like, she passed away on before her 91st birthday, but that was pretty much my mother, you know what I'm saying, for the most part.
Yeah.
So, I was raised by her predominantly, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I'm wise, but I'm youthful, you see what I'm saying? But over there, man, it was cool, man, and then just coming up, you know, and speaking of my old dude, so he had a rap group, you know what I'm saying? He had a rap group, so... He ended up, I would be up in them studio sessions seeing him, you know what I'm saying, rapping. I would start writing my shit too, you know what I'm saying? And then as time went on, he's like, nigga, he started Michael Jackson in my ass. Like, nigga, you finna make me, come on, get your ass in the studio right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it just developed from on in. So, and you know, just going through trials and tribulations, man, you know, people, my homeboys, you got homeboys on drugs, homeboys getting knocked, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, trying to slip through the cracks to everything. And, yeah, man, for the most part, you know, it was good, but, you know, I had a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
And see, just by you breaking down that story, like me and you ain't even never ran it on that. We done ran it a lot, but when I first met you, that was one of the things I know. You know how they say real, recognize real? Like,
absolutely.
That's real shit.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We just to let y'all know, we kind of bumped into each other on the job. We met each other at the job.
For sure.
And just in passing, you know, you feel certain energy, or you tell the way a cat move, and I'm
for
like,
sure.
Okay, you know, I see the way he move inside.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I was like, he
for
one
sure.
of them. So, that's what kind of, you know, brought me. I'm like, all right. You kind of, I saw a lot of me and you.
Facts.
So I was like, okay, I can rock with him.
Yeah, facts versus.
So, all right, now you kind of touched on how you got jump started with the music and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've been pushing and you still doing your thing. Didn't you just do like another project here recently?
No, I got a project. I was dropping singles.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened, I'm going to be honest, what happened is, you know, I started studying the game more, studying like the behind the scenes more. So it was like branding, marketing, content, like everything has to line up. And I feel like, honestly, I was all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And you know,
you
got to be targeted. I now, my thing was, okay, I'm targeting the hustlers.
Uh-huh.
I'm targeting them. But I'm like, nah, my sound needs to be cohesive.
Yeah.
You know, my imaging, everything has to be cohesive. And I'm a thorough type person. I don't like just jumping out and just trying to figure it out. I got to figure my shit out.
Uh-huh.
Then it's just go time.
Gotcha.
So that's what I'm on.
Gotcha. So you got the project on the back burner right now?
It's coming. I'm working. I got like two more songs and it's coming. It's called Four.
Oh.
already know.
That's what's up.
It's called four. Yeah. Yeah.
So now, and for the people that don't know, you've had a heavy footprint in social media. You've been doing a lot. And as far as music, shout out my little Kenfo Bars. You had shot did a man. Bars got a project too. Man, sure. When I say no skips, that thing jamming. Like y'all gonna have to check that out.
Yeah.
But on that, you were doing a lot of music reviews at one time.
Yeah, for
sure. And you was I don't know if you still been doing it as much, but how did that come about and what was the like was the feedback with that with doing the music reviews?
The music reviews was on point. I really kind of slowed down on it because the copyright issues and you know wasn't getting paid from it. You know
what
I'm
saying? You just doing like mainstream artists?
I was doing mainstream artists like to get my name in the algorithm.
Gotcha.
But like with underground, like up and coming artists, I still do it. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to do it a different way because the YouTube game is more like, man, it's kind of like the music game. It get trendy. So you got to figure out exactly like how to go and how to maneuver through it. So when I start seeing like after the pandemic, everything in social media changed. If you notice, it started taking more of a TikTok approach. So, and everybody started wanting more relatable content. Like everybody, like it stopped being kind of like, oh, you know, like super, the quality has to be good. Don't get me wrong. But like, I guess like in the traditional media.
Gotcha.
People want the regular. People want to know who ABG is. People want to know, you know what I'm saying? People want to know, what you eat today? What, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a different approach. So once I started seeing that,
yeah.
I said, okay, bow. So I just switched it up. So that's all I'm about, just reinvention. You know what I'm saying? Reinventing and stuff like that. But no, I still do it. I just do it in a different way now.
Gotcha. Now, still on music, we're going to drill down on this music a little because it's a lot of projects, man, that they came out.
Yeah.
And so just with your music review knowledge and how you look at music and how you deal with it. Like, what place you feel like hip-hop in right now with the projects that's been coming out? Like, what you seeing? How you feel?
I put it like this. Like, mainstream hip-hop, I think people really got to understand this. We just came up out of a pandemic. And the veil got lifted, right? Basically, we started to see, like, all these rappers ain't as big as we thought they was. And everybody's scrambling, trying to get some bread. So the streaming situation, if you want to know the status of rap, you got to look at the business model. You got to look at the drugs that's on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Why everything sounds so cold and dead? Because everybody peeled out right now. Everybody sipping lean. Everybody getting snorted out. That's why it sounds the way it sounds. Just like Ice-T put me up on that. He said, back in the 80s, everything sounded like crack. I said, damn, that do make sense. Like, you think like, hey, straight out of Compton. Yeah. Like, the beat just sound like a crack hat. You know what I'm saying? Too. So when he said that, I was like, damn. So fast forward, right? So now, just with the state that we in right now, I think everybody just scrambling trying to get some money. That's why the song's shorter. That's why everybody just trying to finesse the streams and everything. The business model has to change in order for the artistry to change. Because everybody still got to make some money at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we working a regular job, we going to figure out a way to get some money. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to finesse the regular way that we doing shit. So I think once the business model change, that's when we're going to have that good artistic, good feeling music back again.
So let me ask you this on that then. Do you think hip-hop, because like, you know, right now it's a lot of drill. Like you said, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of depressing type songs.
Yeah.
Do you think hip-hop can shape the way the world is trending right now, can reshape it? Or do you think that the artists that's being pushed right now are so far caught up in, like you say, the money aspect, that right now we pigeonhole to that one sound? Because I wanted to do I'm going to let you answer that, but I wanted to do, because I want you on that panel, I wanted to do a podcast called Musical Warfare, because it seemed like they taking our music now and they just start using it against us. Like, if you listen to that, All Our Women that's been pushed is so sexually driven.
Swear.
And then you see the little girls, they look up to them, they getting the likes and they getting all that. So it's hard to tell them this ain't cool when that ain't what social media is saying. Do you think, basically what I'm saying is that, can music reform the way the world is trending, especially our community? That's what I'd be more focused on.
Yeah.
Or do you think we're a little bit too far down that rabbit hole?
I think it's a business. I think that once we all get together, hip-hop became mainstream. It's the same way that rock went when rock got too mainstream and it started like stop being about the message and it started being just about, you know, let the rock people say, just scream it, ain't saying nothing. Same conversation we have now about rap. They ain't talking about shit, you know. To answer your question, I think what's gonna happen is, like it always do, mainstream rap is gonna continue to do what it's doing because the corporation's trying to make some money. I think it's gonna be the up and coming the underground is up and coming, buzzing, mm-hmm. and they gonna change the trajectory. Gotcha. What's gonna happen is once they start seeing them fans start going that way, mm-hmm. mainstream gonna follow.
Gotcha.
It really depend on the up and coming. It depend on the buzzing orders. It depend on the underground orders, because mainstream can't survive without underground.
Gotcha.
They always looking like, damn, what's the next hot shit to do? Oh, we finna do that. I bet. And then we in the social media era too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing too. Like, so to answer your question, go ahead.
Touched on the social media, uh-huh. do you think it is too easy and too accessible for people now? Do you think people is too easy to just drop music and have a platform?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. Okay. And that's the thing that's diluted this shit. Okay. Because, you know what I'm saying? It diluted. Like, me and you could come up with a song right now, upload this bitch right now, and we could potentially go viral and it could change our lives. And that's the thing. So that's why I got deeper into the business side, because I learned all businesses do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of companies coming up, right? It's a lot of companies. You know, now we know the big dogs. We know who the head of Tesla, mm-hmm. Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Who was the head of Apple, Steve Jobs, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has a personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
When it's diluted situation, you got to know what makes you stand out. What makes my music stand out more than each other? What makes ABG stand out more than the rest of these podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about, that's what the social media aspect brings to the table now. It's all about your person, who your personality, because everybody can buy into some music. Who are you, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who are you? Yeah. Like, why are we interested in you?
And I told, and that's what's crazy. I told me and my Kenfolk Bars was having this same conversation
mm-hmm.
because I'm telling him, I'm like,
excuse me.
Yeah. People want to see, like you said earlier,
yeah.
like what you eat, what your day-to-day life
yeah.
is. They want to know, okay, if you tatted up, if you got, you know,
facts.
What kind of cars you drive,
facts.
What kind of lifestyle you live, but they want to see it in real time.
Facts.
They don't want it just filtered to them as like through mainstream videos or stuff
facts.
No more. It ain't the same.
Facts.
So a lot of the stuff you're saying is crazy, because we ain't even had that conversation, but you bouncing some of the same shit off me I told him.
Facts.
So that's crazy. Now, speaking of the, like you say, you got more into the business aspect.
Mm-hmm.
When I say this man has tapped into a lot of stuff, you're one of the only cats I could personally put my hands on and mm-hmm. say he was in Forbes. Like, how in the hell did that shit come about?
Oh, like, Wall Street Journal.
Yeah,
crazy. I appreciate that. How that happened, bro, that was crazy. All right, and it's because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I had bought my girl some stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I had just learned about purchasing stock market, purchasing stocks for your spouse and like send us. Just in general,
because
mm-hmm. I sent my bird, I had bought her some Coca-Cola stock too
mm-hmm.
for her birthday, I believe. So anyway, I had put a hashtag, I did a mogul motivation on social media, and I put a hashtag, you know, stock investing or some shit like that. And
gotcha.
I basically, you know, bought my girl, at the time I thought, bought her LVMH stock.
Mm-hmm.
Now I learned that from Wall Street Trapper. He said, you know, buy some stock. So LVMH is Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Shit, you know, and he said it hit different, you know, when you he said it hit different when you own it, something that you buying. So I said, boom. I said, so if everybody buying these designers, I'm gonna buy some stocks. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so every
yeah.
time y'all buying some shit, I'm running it up. So
yeah.
this lady who works at Wall Street Journal just hit me up
mm-hmm.
out the blue, and I'm like, what the? So she hit me and was like, hey, I wanted to interview you about you purchasing stocks for your girl. I'm like, damn. So she asked when I was free, we set it up.
Mm.
And shit, I chopped it up with her for like 15, 20 minutes. And she just typed it out. And next you know, it was on there. And so I got mentioned on there with Jay-Z, Kanye, Kim Kardashian, everybody.
That's crazy.
And I was like, yeah, that's all I was saying. I was like, damn, I was like, and that was all the strength of social media. So.
Yeah.
Social
media has such a large footprint now, man. And you on all platforms now,
mm-hmm.
you know, pretty much you got your footprint
everything.
On everything. And I like one of the brand name that you had, like you kind of touched on it just then, the Mogul Motivation.
Oh, for sure.
To me,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot with two words.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of give a breakdown of how you came up with that term and
uh-huh.
how that brand, how you start branding that.
Well, it started because, shout out to Nipsey. Rest in peace to him. Nipsey, I would listen to him heavily, and he was just deep into like being like a entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had started around the time a marketing company. So I just kept saying, like, I'm moving like a mogul. Then I started, like, putting those type of, like, little lingo in my music
mm-hmm.
to where to go out of people's head for real. But I was telling,
yeah.
so I was like, you know what? And I was big on, I'm going to create my own genre, mogul music. And then it was like, you know what? So that was, okay, I need a campaign behind this. I'm like, okay, boom. You know, I'm going to motivate the moguls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then it got deeper because I was like, you know what? It's all about ownership of self. And I was like, I'm finna just motivate people to just, you know, it ain't just about, you know, being a business person. It's about whatever that you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. If you want to accomplish whatever, you know, because we got, man, we got things in media like draining us daily about what we shouldn't do. Everybody trying to like push doubts on us. I'm like, fuck that. No, yeah. We finna be like, hey, look, I'm finna motivate you to, if you want to do whatever that you want to do, mm-hmm. I'm finna motivate you. I'm finna get your mind right so you can do it. So that's what Mogul Motivation came from. It started off as a marketing campaign, mm-hmm. but then I started seeing the effect it had on people. And I was like, man, I'm just finna keep this shit going because I feel like, honestly, I'm doing God's work. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and that's so real because as soon as I heard it, mm-hmm. when just the term Mogul Motivation, to me, how I took it, it was a mindset.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How you broke it down is pretty much what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset on how you move. It's a mindset on your business plans.
Absolutely.
Because you could be a mogul, you know, no matter what your walk of life is.
Yeah.
A mogul, whatever space you operating in, you could be a mogul in that space.
Yes, sir.
And so Mogul Motivation, it caught my attention from the jump because I'm like, man, that's dope. Mm-hmm. And then you had another two-word catchphrase, aggressive intelligence. I got a shirt from
it. Yeah.
Man, talk about that. Like, you out first. Do you do anything as far as like a clothing brand, or do you just do certain?
I was just doing merch.
Okay.
Just my merch.
Just your merch.
Yeah. Nah, he'll be asking me that. I'm gonna eventually get into that, but it just, man, I had to learn how to calm down and fucking master my one. Because, bro, I'm hip. We on the same type of time. Yeah. Like, but I learned just mastering that one because I done did so much to where I burned myself out and I spread myself too thin. I said, okay, I just need to, you know, just be calculated, strategic. Then step one, step two, step three, and then all that fall into place.
That's what I'm trying to learn.
Yo. But where I got that aggressive intelligence from, honestly, it was Nipsey. Mm-hmm. Nipsey had released the EP with Bino from LA. They from, you know, same area, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Nipsey said, effortless, call us aggressive intelligence. Something.
Yeah.
I was like, I said, damn. And then I was like, and then I was fishing at the people. I was like, damn, will my EP, what does aggressive intelligence sound like to y'all? They were like, shit, you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm aggressive, but I'm intelligent. And it was like, I'm intelligent, you know, it's the dichotomy.
I got a lot of compliments on that shirt, too.
Yeah, appreciate that. And let's be clear, you were the one that sparked the idea to make that merch.
No shit. That's crazy.
Let's be clear.
It's like rubbing
that right. It was
everything like you said. Like you sparked some ideas for me. You about some. So it's just crazy. Yeah. You don't need to come full circle to see some ideas. Like because that's what when they see AVG, people ask me that all the time. They see the hands. That's accomplished, visualized, go. It's a lot of shit, man, that we visualize.
Yes, sir.
That when you put it in your head, it's halfway there.
Absolutely.
Because if you're truly serious about it and you get your gears grinding. Mm-hmm. You're going to make that shit happen.
My mama.
If it's a real goal for
you, sir.
That's how you can separate what's a goal or if you just, okay.
Yes, sir.
Some shit that was just thought about in past.
Exactly. Nah, we execute our shit.
We execute shit. Real
and
shit.
And then just talk, we execute.
Okay. Man, and that, I still be rocking my shirt too.
I appreciate it.
So how do you break down, like you say, because you got your hands in a lot of fire. At what point do you see, okay, this avenue right here, I'm focusing in on it. Like, how do you go about strategizing your plans and you know, what you focusing on at that time? Because you're a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
So how do you focus on it?
Well, I focus on like the situation at hand. Like, okay, I focus on my goal. Okay, what I need to do. And then it's like, so say for instance, like music, okay. I got this music shit cracking. Okay, boom. I got to build content around it. You know what I'm saying? It's just basically taking the one thing and creating a situation around it.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? That's
sense.
The whole thing.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? Because like you know how we'll get inspired. We'll see some shit on TV. We'll see some shit everywhere. But like, I want to do that.
I want to do that.
Just next thing you know, you stopping and starting a lot of shit. And I was like, man. And it really, man, it took for me trial and error because, like I said, I had a digital marketing company I partnered up with. You know, that situation happened. I was actually a part of a situation where a music conference. I was helping build a music.
I remember
concert.
You telling me.
Yeah. So I was helping that. Went to DC. You know what I'm saying? Seen a crazy deal get signed. You know what I'm saying? By a dude who he got signed. Actually, James Harden's chef. He signed a deal with Food Network. I was there when it happened.
Damn.
And then he was actually on Girls Trip with Lil Kim, Miami. And now he in Houston. I think he's his chef or whatever. So I seen it happen before. I seen his take on the scenes. Yeah, behind the scenes.
Exactly.
So basically. To say all that, I learned from all our situation. I said, damn, you know, when I had to regroup, I said, damn, I'm attaching myself to too many things. Let me just master my one. Mm-hmm. And just when I got a situation, create an enterprise around it, and then it'll just build from there.
So let me ask you this, bro. Mm-hmm. Because I see now a lot of stuff that you do, mm-hmm. you kind of move like me. Uh-huh. And I noticed that there's a lot of solo work. And I know for like a lot of the shit we doing,
yeah.
you really be needing a team. But like, you know, before we got started with this, you know, we set up, we doing our own thing,
yeah.
we cameramen,
yeah,
we,
for sure.
we everything. Mm-hmm. So did at one point you have a team, you get burned out, because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you'll try to, you know, work mm-hmm. with people and do certain things,
yeah.
but it's like sometimes when you just got a vision that's so big, mm-hmm. or sometimes you don't want other shit convoluting it.
Facts.
So how do you do your stuff, like, as far as, like, putting your projects together? Do you bounce any ideas off anybody?
Yeah.
Did you have a team at first? Or?
I never had a team. I can say my girl, honestly, I bounce ideas off of her.
Shout out to the strong women.
Yeah, shout out to the strong women. You are already know the goddess. But, you know, I bounce ideas off her, and she keep a buck with me. She be like, nah, that shit wet. But yeah. like, she'll be like, nah, yeah. you know, she ain't the type, go back. Nah, she gonna let me know, like, nah, that shit, that ain't it. So, and even ideas, she be like, okay, so... And she was like, okay, what we got to do? You know what I'm saying? What we got to do? Or like, mm-hmm. what you want me to do? You know? So she's that. But as mm-hmm. far as everything else, because like bouncing ideas, you know, she'll add value to my situation. But for the most part, I do everything pretty much dolo.
So you self-taught with pretty much everything?
Everything, bro. I self-educate. If I'm at the gig, bro, I'm listening. When I had them earphones and shit, man, I'm mm-hmm. listening to podcast. I'm listening to... behind the scenes, like shit. I'm not just listening to music. I'm listening to shit that's like
information.
Okay, information all day. That's why I talk so because that's all I consume is information all day, every day.
Gosh.
Every day. If I'm at the gig, like I said, I'm in there, bro. I'm listening to podcasts about certain strategies, what I got to use, what's trending in tech, what's trending in like the new, you know, music news, like what's coming, everything. I'm always on that.
Yeah. And I know you heavy with like I say, the social media influence and tech. Mm-hmm. Like, what are some of the trends that you seeing right now that you kind of forecasting that you trying to move? Because I know you, ever since I talked to you, mm-hmm. always been kind of ahead. Because yeah. that's what I grabbed. Well, even when you first told me, like, hey man, you got a mouthpiece, you need
yeah.
to start. You always kind of think of the next step
yeah.
or a step after that.
Yeah.
You're not playing for the right now.
Yeah.
So what you kind of seeing is like the next phase that you about to get into.
AI.
I was gonna ask you about that. How do you feel about, because we're going to get back into
it,
but how do you feel about Highest in Touch Music already and how they generating songs with just...
I feel like this.
Because that's weird to me. That's crazy.
It's weird, but you know what's gonna, you know what it's going to do? It's going to help. It's going to help a lot of behind the scenes people.
Mm.
It's going to help a lot of producers. It's going to help a lot of songwriters. It's going to help
how
a lot
money
of...
How the money
flow in it? Okay, look. So it's like this. So the money flow going to be like this. Say I'm a songwriter. You an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boom. Now, usually songwriters, they got to do a reference vocal. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, damn, this is how AVG rap. Okay, bow. Well, let me kind of rap like this in my
like
voice. Now I can use your voice. Now I can use your voice on the beat and be like, look, you hear that?
That's crazy.
You hear that? Hey, this motherfucker. Now you're going to be like, yeah, let me get that track.
But early on, mm-hmm. because I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, because a lot of the artists are kind of uneasy mm-hmm. about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they losing early on before they really figure out how to structure?
They going to have to figure out how to use they voice.
Because I heard some mixes that's crazy. Live. But I'm like,
we going to.
That's why I'm wondering how the money flow, because I'm like, okay, if you can just take my voice and get us. I heard mm-hmm. a Drake song that was so live.
Yeah.
I'm like, it sounded like that's something he would have made.
Yeah. It's going to be like this. It's going to be to the point to where the artist is going to have to find out how to properly get their voice, because you can do that. You can get your voice copywritten to a degree.
Basically like a ball player sharing their legs.
Yeah, type shit. It's like, you know how we, like, you know how like publishing companies, like every time you hear a song, no matter if it's played on the internet, radio, and mm-hmm. shit like that, they get paid off of that
mm-hmm.
shit. They're going to have to register their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that shit. Like, you can do that shit with your podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting
it.
Yeah, I'm putting
your
But that's what they're gonna have to do. It's just gonna have to, you know, I'm just a firm believer in adapt or die. So it's like, hey, what's gonna you hear me? So what's gonna come is like, if whatever that you, the AI is gonna come,
mm-hmm.
just get your voice and make sure your voice is synced into these publishing companies or whatever, and these what they call them, SIRC codes.
Yeah.
That's basically like the code for like when you hear like your music or something like that, or like digitally, and you get paid for it, tally it up.
Mm.
They have to do that shit with their voice and
that's
just go
crazy.
From there. Yeah, it's changing.
It's a lot of stuff that's changing right now, man.
Yeah.
And it's like the world is, it's moving so rapidly. Like back in the day, you know, the dude go to jail or something. I say you do 5 years, you come out, you know, you kind of still know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But now the world is changing and technology is moving so fast that you go sit down 5 or sit down 10.
Yeah.
It's like you done lost 30 years.
You flinched all the Jetsons when you get out.
Man.
I swear to God. Yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy, man. Yeah. What musical projects you listening to right now as far as music that's catching your attention is out? Because I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of burnt out with a lot of the artists that's putting stuff out. Because I don't hear the effort no more.
Yeah.
I don't hear the hunger no more.
Yeah, I listen to some of everything, bro. Jeezy just dropped a new project.
I ain't heard that shit. What's up on that?
It was funny because he addressing everybody that's been attacking him on the blog. So yeah. I'm addressing everything type of. So it's cool, it's slide.
Cause I saw like a post he made where it's kinda like he was, the way I read the post, it was like it was a growth album. Kinda like getting shit off his chest.
It's getting off, it's like a release therapy. But it's actually like, it's a middle finger to a couple people too. You know what I'm saying? Cause when his right hand man Clem been getting at him or whatever, and his right hand man who he fell out with like a couple years back been like getting at him, he got on the YouTube and shit, he telling all his business. So he like, who else I'm listening to? I listen to Blue Bus Clan. They up out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They some dudes. They pretty much like, you know, it's some regular shit. They just real witty with their wordplay.
Yeah.
The new wordplay anyway. I listen to Larry June. Mm-hmm. Larry June straight up out of Oakland. I listen to like a lot of player shit now.
Yeah.
Primo Rice, Currency. It's this UK dude named Saint. You know what I'm saying? He from the UK. He more make that look like luxury rap. That's what I've been listening to lately. Just like more luxurious rap. Just like more chill. The concept, the content is chill. Get money. You know what I'm saying? Stay out the way. You feel what I'm saying? Stay out of drama type shit. I've been on that type of shit.
Now, just to get in your head a little bit, type of movies and shit. Like, what kind of movies do you kind of gravitate to as far as like, what catch your attention out there in that type of art?
Movies?
Yeah.
To be honest, bro, I watch more documentaries than movies.
Yeah.
But what catches my, I like a good sci-fi. Honestly, it gotta catch my attention. Cause like certain things, it just gotta catch my attention. Like I like the nostalgia movies, whatever they be bringing out loud. But some gotta catch my attention. You know what I'm saying? Cause I like documentaries more than anything. Like I said, I'm always soaking up information. Yeah. So it's just like,
full circle.
Yeah. And I've never been a big, like, movie watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I watch documentaries. I watch music shit. Like
some
music,
real life shit.
Basically,
I got you.
Yeah.
I can dig it. So, because I wanted to ask you that because, like, after the shit went on with the rappers, the Rico cases and all that, and how they start using their music to target them. And I just look at other forms of art. Just like, does that make John Wick a serial killer?
Right.
Does that make, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like that was kind of, and I know sometimes we are telling real life instances and telling on ourselves, but do you feel like that is a fair thing to invoke in court?
Right. Yeah, that, bro, that's crazy. I really think the reason why it's like that is because I'm 50-50 on it, bro, because for one, you know who predominantly in the rap genre, so you already know, in this corporation that we live in, you already know we got a target on our back regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we do glorify that culture. And since we glorify that culture, it can be seen like, oh, you know, it's one thing, right? We got to take accountability with ourselves because, you know,
major.
Yeah, we can talk that shit like, yeah, y'all major against us, but it's like, we doing a lot of shit to ourselves because it's John Wick. Is he going to the hood and then he get, and his partner's getting knocked left and right? Does he have the need and the want to go prove himself to the hood that he not John Wick, like he really just Keanu Reeves?
Major.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like is he proving, is he going out of his way to prove that he really John Wick?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Now speaking on that, because that's wild that you said that, the proving part.
Yeah.
And like I did a podcast called Culture Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really rap about this situation, so this will be my first time asking you.
Mm-hmm.
So, because just like you say, the proving part, how did you feel about how the Ja Morant situation played? And this guy down there, and I hope that young man, I hope you back on track,
man,
dog. We need you on, like I said on another podcast, you the only 12 I want to see.
Please.
So I hope you back on track. But how did you feel about how that situation kind of played out?
I felt like he was a young dude. Once again, I was 50-50 because I understood it. I understood on one end because I was young and wild too. But at the same time,
that's what I be trying to put some old heads on. Yeah. Like, don't crucify me. Like, act like you wasn't 18 or 20 something before.
I used to sag hard, bro, so I can't look at somebody who's sagging now like, bro, why are you doing that? Bro, I get it.
And I try not to be that old get off my lawn type I'm hip. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hip. Yeah, I think, man, I just think he just, you know, he dealing with the pressures of just being around the wrong people, bro. Yeah. It's the survivor's guilt. It's the survivor's remorse that we all suffer from.
Oh,
we all suffer from this shit. I just got up out of that shit.
Yeah.
Literally, like, probably this year. I just got up out of that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I just got up out of that because We have a situation to where it's just like, you want to bring your people with you. You want to bring your people with you. You want to bring them something. But if they not programmed the right way, you going to fall.
They'll parachute really on an anchor. So it slows you down because, like, I know just from us chopping it up about our hometowns, mm-hmm. and, like, y'all know I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana. It's a town where it's below the poverty line. Like, it's not a lot of jobs around there. That's why you see cats like me, cats like Coopy out here in Texas. It's a lot of situations that you get away from that's not just, you know, saying you just want to move out your hometown or whatever.
Yeah.
It's more of a situationship when you move to another city to get bread and all that. But it's like people look at you when you reach a certain status and they think, like, why can't you get them on a certain part? But it's your mindset going. You got to bring something to the table. I said something about, it was about a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't a podcast, but it was a post. And I told you, you got to be ready when opportunity come knocking. Like, LeBron just didn't tap on Rich Paul and say, I'm going to put you in there. And he just said, okay, I'm going to wing it. Before I went to college.
Exactly.
He was ready.
Exactly.
When he threw him in that agent arena, now he one of the most self-made agents out there, but he was ready for that opportunity when his homeboy put him on. I can't put you on and then you don't bring shit to the
table. Exactly, bro. And that's the thing, too. Like, a lot of people, I'm going to keep it the book. Like, a lot of people feel like, I know when people just coming and riding my wave. You know, I know when people come like that. It's just like, you got to work for it, bro. Like, and a lot of people resent you for that shit. It's like, nah, work for it. Work for it. You know what I'm saying? Bring something to the table. Add to the... Man, when I went to Rico Love Music Conference, he said a really shit. He said, a lot of people are always asking, what can you do for me? No, what can you do for me? Thanks. You know what I'm saying? What value can you bring for me? Like, you know, that's the way how you get in the door. It's not... Hey, bro, sign me. I'm going to make you millions. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
How can you add to my situation what I got right now?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, because it's a lot I see in our community. Mm-hmm. And like you say, I know some of it's coming from a young mindset.
Yeah.
Some of it's coming from, like, you know, so you know better, you do it. Some of us just don't know no better.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot of times that you know, we look at each other and then, you know, I'd hate when we looked at from other parts and segments of the population look down upon when I know that we've always done more with less.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
absolutely,
saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because if we've had, and it's not to make no excuse, cop people be like, oh, it's still better, but you have rules like Rooney rules and shit in place for a purpose, for a reason. And then you have other rules in place, and you know that it was, if it has to be made some type of rule to make inclusion, that mean it was a problem.
Absolutely, yep. Yep.
So it's a lot of stuff that I be seeing like that I just be wanting to bounce it off cats like you and just see like, you know, what your feeling is on it and what you see with that stuff like that. Speaking of financial literacy, like, what are some of the things you think that our community that needs to, you know, kind of drill down on and look into and try to get into the advance?
Coding, social media. It has now been social media, being an influencer, social media, a content creator, that is now a trade now. That's now a trade. It's just like your plumbing, it's like your electrician, it's like all your mechanic. Now social media content creation is a trade.
So when you say it's a trade now, is it something that you can actually go like specialized schooling for?
Yes, they got schooling for it now.
Okay,
you can actually have a degree now in content creation.
That's
I would
crazy.
Say get into that. I would say get into coding. I would say get into any type of coding, cybersecurity, something like that. I would say get into any type of situation like that, because that way, you know, you can get it to that, because that's the key in that's gonna be basically everything, like, that's running shit.
Gotcha.
Everything that's running shit, bro, is coding, the behind the scenes, what we on right now, these devices. You need to learn. Everybody like, oh man, hey, I'm gonna take over this job. Get behind that shit.
Yeah.
Learn it so you ain't, you know, be the Mac in the back and not the chump in the front. You know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's so deep because I think a lot of us now, like I tell people, man, you know, we see the highlights. You want to be the cat on Sports Center, but be the director, be the producer.
Make the most money.
Exactly.
And you ain't got to worry about the social pressures and, everybody knowing you. Like I said, bro, I don't want to be on the Forbes list. Don't put me on the Forbes list. Yeah. Because that's going to have people begging me for more shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't put me on there. Yeah. I'm cool. I want quiet money. I don't want y'all to know what I know.
Man, shout out Kiki, man. He had that saying back in the day, quiet money gangsters. I used to love. Hey, that's deeper than people know too, man. You got that quiet money, you just walk in the room. Mm-hmm. Nobody got to know who you is. Like, I got to announce I'm in the room, hey, my money can move mountains
Yes, sir.
Like, man, that's crazy. And then just getting into that, it's real easy now because we walk around with these boxes in our hands all day. And that's the first step right there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And then, you know, they got courses out here. You can just take a course and get your certificate.
Is there any way you can suggest, like, what's some of the places that you know offhand?
I would say go to udemy.com, udemy.com. They have a lot of courses that you can go to. And you can get
time frame,
it depends. Like it really go off of what you. But like you can do like a month. Some got like 6 month programs, stuff like that. But you can get certified in less than a year. And then once you get certified into that field, you'll be certified and you can apply for these jobs. And then as long as you got your certification, they can get you up in there.
That's crazy. What's the social media outlet you right now that you see generating the most bread right now, just kind of get in and get going?
YouTube for sure. Uh-huh. TikTok is more.
What's your YouTube too?
My Coop the Trill. The TikTok is more like TikTok and Instagram is like the marketing aspect. It's like it's to bring attention to your.
When I
YouTube.
Start fucking with TikTok, I start noticing it. It seems like stuff. It moves a little quicker.
It do. And the thing was, what they did was to build up this. They did. They finessed the algorithm. So it was like, okay, boom. You know, to bring traction on a platform, it's like, okay, we're gonna make everybody go viral. We're gonna let y'all go viral like that. And then it's like once we get enough, it's like, okay, never mind.
Get to stop.
Yeah. So
so how did the brands? Because you know, Twitter converted over to X.
Yep.
So how did that? You know the. You know, that split up.
Yeah.
How did that kind of affect the other platform? Because I see some of them now, like you used to share to certain platforms from another platform, but I see this kind of cut out now.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk bought Twitter, and that's why I turned it to X. He just wanted to run it, you know what I'm saying? He just wanted to get it off of whoever had it.
But he act like he was bluffing at first.
Yeah, he did.
Like he threw his money out there, and they were like, nah, you going to really buy this
shit. Yeah, he put it out there. Oh, shit, all right, bet.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, he got it, so... The thing is, you can still share your content on other platforms, but it's just not going to get the reach. So if you share like a TikTok video on Instagram, if it got that TikTok logo on the corner, it ain't going to get that reach like that. Because it can identify. Same thing you do like an Instagram.
See, I never do that.
Yeah, you do an Instagram on TikTok, it ain't going to go that far because they're competitive platforms. So the thing is, make a video and then upload. Just make a regular video, upload it to Instagram, upload it to TikTok.
You know, separate.
Yeah. Except
don't have that watermark on.
Yeah, same thing with like YouTube, because YouTube got YouTube Shorts now. Because YouTube Shorts is competing with TikTok. But you can run up a bag off of Shorts and YouTube, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta have 1,000 views. Now it goes off of this now. So like depending on, you just gotta stay consistent on there. So you can get paid like for every 1,000 view, you get like $5.
And so when you do that stuff, how do you set up? We're giving y'all a quick crash course.
Absolutely.
How do you set up like quick ways to monetize it? Is it something like they reach out to your direct page when you do it? Or is it like you have to have something set up to get
well, it? Well, in order for you to monetize on YouTube, you got to have 1,000 subscribers off the flip.
Gotcha.
And then you got to have like a 1,000 subscribers. Once the 1,000 subscribers come, then you can be able to monetize.
Over.
Depending on what you're pushing and shit like that, you can push and stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Use social media, whatever, the other social media outlets to promote. A brand will hit you up. Eventually, like, okay, boom, hey, can you run an ad in between this so you can get a sponsor deal? Hey,
so is that the way you really monetize when you getting like when people coming to pay you to put ads through your shit?
Yeah. And this is a slick way I learned this for Wallow. This is what you can do too. So, say you got ABG podcast, right? So, you got a local like liquor store or something that needs some promotion and shit like that. You can come to them and be like, hey, I got a podcast that's pulling this many views, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube. Hey, pay me this amount of money monthly. And I run your ads in between my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
That's how they do that. That's how you can do it. That's the quicker way.
Yeah.
But if you want to learn it, if you want to earn it strictly from YouTube, just stay consistent, and then you're going to get a check every month. You're going to get a check like on the 21st. And that should be crazy. When we getting a check from Google is crazy. That's a different type. But I saw that shit in the mail, like, hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then I get a direct deposit too.
That's wild.
I turned it to direct deposit. My first YouTube check, I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And then going live too.
Yeah.
Going live so your supporters can just drop a bag on you right there.
So how that work, going just straight live?
Just going live on YouTube, talking your shit, and then they got an option on there. It's got like a little money sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then people just hit it, boom. And then you know, it's like, okay, you could put like how much money they want to put or whatever. And then he's like, oh, I want to give them $5. Boom. And this, what it's going to do is going to go to your account. And it's
so
a threshold.
So again, you know, you got to have a certain amount of followers to get
Yeah. But once you get that, the sky's the limit. And then you can just go from there and then boom. Now people paying you, pay as long as you staying consistent. It's like church, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna fake it. Cause when I was up in there, bro, I ain't gonna fake it. When I made my first like $100 I made on live stream, bro, I was talking. I didn't even know dude was in there. Yeah, I'm talking. I'm talking. Dude, they said $99.99. I said, what? Dude say, man, I've been watching you for a minute, man. I just want to say thank you, man, for the gone shake. I'm like, bro, thank you for that honey. Right on, bro. Yeah, bro.
That's
so
crazy.
You just know, you got to keep, you know, it's like past
the
plate.
Stay consistent.
That's all it is, bro. Stay consistent. The game of YouTube and all content creation is consistency. That's it. That's how you're going to win. You just got to stay consistent.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, man, every time I talk to you, you dropping knowledge, you dropping jewels. I just wanted you to come through. I wanted the people to finally, because they've been hearing your voice on the content, man. So I wanted them to put a face with it, man. Man, plug everything you got, dog. All
right. So, Cooper Trill on every platform. That's CoopDatrille. I got to spell it out because everybody putting a D-E-T. Nah, D-A. You know, tap in with me. I got music coming out. Like I said, I got an upcoming EP. It's called Faux. You know what I'm saying? Faux means, 96% of the world are followers, so I fall in that 4%. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
He do too.
Thanks.
You feel what I'm saying? And y'all do too as well. I got my YouTube cracking. If you need some help with y'all marketing, hit me up. I just helped out with my cousin. She just got a gym, so I'm helping her out with the marketing behind there, like bringing traction to her gym or whatever in St. Louis. You know what I mean? So if you need help with marketing strategy and stuff, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Come to my social medias. And like I said, man, I got a lot of other things cracking, but you know, I don't like the left hand know what the right hand doing.
Ain't it.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, just hit me up whenever, man. Real talk.
Hey, and y'all know, man, look, AVG Podcast on every platform. You know how to find it, man. Put the hand symbol in there too, because that's how a lot of people get lost in there.
Yes, sir.
Put that hand symbol in there, and I bet you're going to see my face. You're going to see content, everything. And then I'm going to drop the Linktree in the post or whatever, so y'all can keep up with it. But man, y'all already know how we wrap up. I always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11.
Yes, sir.
True. Gone.